It pays to serve Jesus. Testimony of the man. Lord, I am looking for fire, not looking for money, not looking for fame. I'm not looking for popularity. Where is that church that I can go get fire? And secondly, Lord, I want where my children can grow and be raised and all serve God. In our generation at this time, the girl child is almost like an endangered species by society. In terms of influence, God heard his cry. They have a foundation, and you don't run a foundation in scarcity. But you seek first the kingdom of God and seek his righteousness, and all the things are added to you. The other sister talked about being at home. Her house is nearby here. But since I have data, let me watch service at home. One of the greatest disasters of our generation is the disaster of technology. Many people's spiritual lives are dead, gone, because they can watch at home. They can watch the Christian television at home. They can watch on their phones. He said they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth. Not every one of them on Zoom watch it. That is in case all you want to do is just to sit at home. Everybody can sit at home, including the preacher, and preach from the house. But that's not the order of God. The order is to go physically to Zion. When you are watching me at home now, on the airport road here, Nerve City, there are people, Dr. Miss Enenche did not read out the number of countries that are here this morning. The list of it is there. People who came from different countries of the world in search of God. But while this sister was here, she heard a word that delivered her brother-in-law from premature death and delivered her sister from widowhood. Maybe if she was watching at home, at the time that word came, she may need to go to the restroom or need to go to the fridge to take something. She may need to go and turn food and continue watching. God can never do anything serious, glorious, with people who are never serious. It is time that we take our spirituality serious. It's time we take God serious. It's time we take his word serious. From Zimbabwe to Norway to Australia, Sweden, Kenya, Equatorial Guinea, USA, United Kingdom, South Africa, Germany, Czech Republic, Cuba, Cameroon. People have come and they are in service here this morning. And somebody is at Lube here. He wants to watch at home. Somebody is in Garaki. He cannot find bus to come to church. No wonder the Bible says the men of Sodom will rise in judgment against this generation. He said people came from far distances to hear the word. But the children of the kingdom are in outer darkness. That will never be our portion. Please learn from these testimonies. Let us be in church when we should be in church. For the number of years of my life, I don't know how many times I have been away from church on a Sunday morning. That is physically. That is before I became a pastor. I told you stories before of how I went to church to sit down and then listen to what the pastor is preaching and be writing message out of it that the Holy Ghost is speaking to me right in the church there. Very, very important. Very, very important. I believe that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. On the road on Sunday morning can never be. I've never dared it. I can't remember daring. That is, no matter how urgent the journey is, that is, I enter the road on a Sunday morning instead of being in church on that snow. I believe that the Lord will help us. The prophet of the word, part 2. I'm sure that all the things I have said is inside the message, because someone who picked the tape must listen to that one as well. The Prophet of the World, Part 2. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15 to verse 16. Meditate upon this thing. All the things I've spoken with you, all the things I've told you about. Give yourself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Profiting from the world. Give yourself to the world, so that your profit will appear to all. We read Isaiah chapter 48 and in verse 17 in the first service, where he said, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, thy Holy One, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. The word of God is designed to be gainful. Is designed to be rewardful. Commitment to the world attracts rewards from God. Is designed to be gainful. Is designed to be rewarding. The word of God does not leave the recipients neutral. He doesn't. It brings prosperity. It brings increase. It brings profit to those who receive them. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10, all the way to verse 11. He said, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. The word of God does not leave the recipients the same. The word of God has a mission to prosper the receiver. It has a mission to add profit to the recipient. He has a mission. If there is somebody who claims to be connected to the word and is not experiencing rewards or experiencing the profit of the word, something is wrong. I traveled this weekend and I showed my wife my choir leader of 37 years ago. So this man was our choir leader 37 years ago, the year of 1986. He was still leading choir. Very fresh. If you saw him, he looked like 37 years himself. We met. He said, I've been trying to reach you. I said, oh no, I'm very available. It's my number. And then I was talking to him. I said, I remember. And then he was telling me, even before then, the fellowship we had in 1978, he was reminding me of song I sang then. I looked and I saw another one who has been following the Lord since that the 70s. Round, flourishing. Oh, it pays to serve Jesus. My heart was full of gladness that these old soldiers are still on the journey. No retirement, just refiring. Still on the journey, still on fire, still serving Jesus, still living excitedly. Beloved, I prophesy to you, you will not stop your journey on the road. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. You will not stop your journey on the road. You will not stop your journey on the road. Shout the loudest, amen. Lift your hands, say, I shall not stop my journey halfway. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. We shall not know you to be a Christian today and an unbeliever tomorrow. If Jesus tarries to come in the next 40 years, your fire shall not drop. In the name of Jesus. What does the word bring? In the first service, we looked at four things. And we may not be able to go through them because of time. Number one, we said the word brings peace. And the word brings hope. You can't be hopeless with the word. Crisis can never be your portion with the word. The word brings healing. And then we saw that the word is key to fire. That man said he was looking for fire. And he came here and he caught fire. We shall proceed and look at four this afternoon or this morning. That is number one for this service, and then number five. Overall, the word brings rest. Rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Verse 29. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. If you can come and learn, you are set for rest. Come and learn of me. In Mark chapter 4, verse 37, Jesus Christ, who is the Word, was in the midst of a storm. And there arose a great storm of the wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. The Word, the one who didn't have Word, but he was Word himself, could sleep inside a storm. It is called rest. In Luke chapter 5 and in verse 4, Peter said, I've toiled all night, I've labored, I've struggled, I've taken nothing, but nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. When he had it done, he enclosed a great multitude of fishes. The word brings rest. And what is the implication of this? First, the word brings rest from worries, stress, anxiety. Worries, stress, anxiety. When you see worried people, they operate as if the devil does not exist. Rest from worries. Rest from stress. Rest from anxiety. In the course of this construction, a pastor came here and he said to me, not one, not two, he said, how can things like this be going on and you are behaving as if nothing is happening? You are so calm, so normal. Rest. Rest. Secondly, The word brings rest in the place of restlessness. You know where a man's life is restless, unsettled. Rest in the place of restlessness. But this is the most important verse three, or I mean the third one, or this is a very important one. The word of God brings rest from fruitless labor, unrewarded labor, labor without results. I have toiled all night and caught nothing. The word brings rest from struggle. Only one word from heaven can terminate your struggle in ministry, can terminate your struggle in marriage, can terminate your struggle in business, can conclude your struggle in your career. Rest. They asked Paul Yonggi Cho, when did you experience rest in ministry and when did the church start growing? He said, when I stopped pastoring and Jesus started pastoring. When I stepped out and he stepped in. That's one revelation from God. One day I saw the light where Peter passed and his shadow healed the sick. That was when I stepped into another dimension of rest in healing ministry. If the shadow of a man can heal the sick, I don't need to scream before people are healed. If I'm screaming, it's because I'm angry at the devil on other issues. Am I communicating at all? Every result answers to revelation. There is a revelation from the word that will give you the result needed. And the revelation from the word will usher you into a rest in life. Rest. Peter got rest. He toiled all night. And I speak to someone here. That revelation that will bring you rest is coming your way right now. You are saying amen, say it louder, amen. Number six, the word begs faith. It's the birthplace of faith. Acts chapter 6, verse 7. The Bible is speaking about, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Romans chapter 10 verse 8. This is the word of faith which we preach. But what saith it? The word is near you, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Romans 10:17 said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse 8 says, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith towards God is spread abroad. The seed of the word is the growth of faith. The presence of the word is the presence of faith. Word explosion equals faith explosion. When the word of God explodes in your heart, your faith explodes. And when faith explodes, anything can happen. Because all things are possible to him that believes. Every time there is a shortage of word, there is just one spot diagnosis, and that is the shortage, deficiency of, every time there is a shortage of faith, the only cause for it is the shortage of word. What is the meaning of the word? birth faith. It means first that the word is the cure for doubt and unbelief. The word is the cure. The word will cure doubt. The word will cure unbelief. It will cure disbelief. If there is anyone that is having challenge with doubt in particular areas, or unbelief in the area of your expectation, the word will treat it. If you are doubting, for example, whether you can fulfill your days or you can be cut short before your time, the word will treat it. It will treat it. Number two, it means that the word imparts strength to our confidence and boldness in God. Your strength of confidence and boldness in God is increased by the word. It imparts strength to our confidence and boldness in God. You encounter certain word and all of a sudden you become rugged. All of a sudden you become bold. All of a sudden you become confident. Because you encountered something. At times people see us speak some ways and they are wondering, what is the secret of this person? Most times it is light, something you saw. And of course, thirdly, the word destroys. The spell of fear and cowardice. The spirit of fear and cowardice. You can't be worded and be a coward. You can't be worded and be timid. You can't be worded and be fear-filled. The word and fear are mutually exclusive, diametrically opposed, diagonally antagonized. Someone say a loud amen. Even as I speak today, everything called the spirit of fear is dead out of your life right now. Just one word. Somebody is threatening you. He said he wants to finish you. And then you saw out of the Bible that Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And you are a joint heir with him. So you are a lion. And those who are not saved, the Bible says, without are dogs. So the one threatening you is a dog. Question. Show me the last time where the dog was coming and the lion is running. All you need to do is to see it. And it settles in you. It settles with a finality of authority. It makes you move with audacity. And with a mentality that is known to the devil. The day that the dog will threaten the lion will never come. You say you are seated far above principalities and powers. And the person threatening you is on the earth, in the earthly places. And you are far above principalities and powers. You are in the, even if you are on the 120th floor of a story building, it will be madness to be afraid of a dog barking on the ground floor, or even the movement of a python on the ground floor, and you are up there. The word, it just destroys and demystifies your fear. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? If God is speaking to you, say aloud, amen.
Lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I can never be at the mercy of any force from hell. The word of God has birthed faith in me, and I don't live in the realm of doubt forever. In Jesus' name. Somebody was challenged around you and the devil said you are the next one. Tell the devil, I can never be the next one. Tell the devil, James was challenged but Peter couldn't be challenged. James was a victim but not Peter. Because Peter and James are not the same. Am I communicating at all? And the Bible never said, let it be unto you according to your to the situation around you. It is unto you according to your faith. And according to your faith means according to your word. According to your revelation. Because revelation is the food of faith. If faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, according to your faith means according to your light. Let it be unto you according to your light. If I am moving in the dark in the night and I have torchlight and the person beside me on the other side doesn't have torchlight, the darkness does not affect us equally. We are inside the same darkness, but I am navigating and dealing with the darkness by the light. The other guy has to struggle his way. We may be in the same location, but we don't have the same revelation. We may be under the same night, but if we don't carry the same light, we cannot fight the same fight. That should treat you. That should be a treatment. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say louder amen. Number three, or that will be number seven now. So, the word brings faith. Number seven now, in this service. The word brings deliverance. It brings deliverance. Masha toko baga yaga yala yada yada yada. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Somebody say a loud amen. Matthew chapter 8 verse 16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word. And healed all that were sick. He cast out the spirits, that is deliverance. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He cast out the spirit with his word. Psalm 105 verse 17. See what he said concerning Joseph. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him, and the king sent and loosed him. The word came and the king loosed him. Higher. Take note of it, of the three things I'll say on this. First, that the word brings deliverance from demonic oppression. That which presses you.
The word brings you deliverance from demonic oppression. If there is an oppression that you are under, it means there is a revelation you need. And that revelation is coming your way right now. Second, the word brings rescue from satanic harassment. Harassment. Third, maybe there are people here today, the devil is harassing you. Today is the end of that harassment. Third, the word brings chains. It breaks chains of captivity and bondage. Different of different sorts. Chains of captivity. Chains of bondage of different sorts. Am I communicating at all? And this is very practical. One man said, every time he drops his head to sleep, the only kind of sleep he will have, terrible, whether it is 1 minute or terrible dreams, lion that has horn, elephant that is flying, all manner. All manner. Until one day he saw the Bible that said, he giveth his beloved sleep. So he said, can God give me sleep? And it will be filled with nightmares? Answer, no. Lord, I now receive the sleep that you give. That was the end. He dropped his head and there was no more flying elephant. He giveth his beloved sleep. Listen to this. I had an experience many years ago. I didn't grow up with it. But suddenly I realized that when I ate a particular type of food, my wife knows it. Once I ate it, my system would react like I was going to go off. I mean, it's so terrible. As if life was I will pray and bind and then it will go. I'll attempt it again. Then I say, okay. Well, no need to eat the food. Maybe it's a reaction from the body or something. Let me just abandon this particular food for now. Let me abandon it. Now, we traveled out of the country, flew 6 hours, and came to a place. And the only food they could serve us in that place was the same food. The same food, everything. I said, so, I am going to tell these people that I won't eat this food. I cannot eat this food because I'm reacting to the food. That devil is a bastard. So I quoted scripture for the food. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience with them. Keep going. Forbidding to marry. And commanding to abstain from meats. That's food now. Which God has created to be received with thanksgiving. That is, every food, once it is received with thanksgiving, is correct. Go to the next verse. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused. If it be received, so I confronted the food with the scripture. Except it is not God who created it. And if it is God who created it, it is not to be refused. So far as I receive it with thanksgiving. So I receive you food with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. The head and back. Body, normal, system, accurate, correct. Free. Ate, drank, and passing through the midst of the food went my way. After I finished that exercise, I told that food, I said, now for your punishment, I reject you voluntarily. Oh yes, for trying to try me.
I am now the one to reject you.
Am I communicating? I harassed the fool. I quoted scripture for it. The Bible says, oh, earth, hear the word of the Lord. Everything has ear for God, including food.
Jeremiah 29:29.
Everything. 23:29. 22:29. Oh, earth, hear the word of the Lord. Everything has ear to hear God. The car has ear to hear God.
Jacob was in the midst of a crusade one time or something. Had flat tire. There was nowhere for the tire to be handled. He commanded it and the tire inflated and they continued the journey. John G. Lake prayed for a crippled horse. He jumped up and started walking. Oh, Ed. Am I communicating at all?
This is very... If there is anything that has chained your life, you can break that chain by the power of the word. The word of God brings deliverance. I speak to somebody here today. I speak your deliverance right now. I speak your deliverance right now. I speak your deliverance right now.
And so, once you get that word, let it saturate you. Explode faith. Don't use head knowledge. You. Let it explode faith until doubt dies. Until you become as rugged as Peter stepping on the water without care. Then the result is certain. The word brings deliverance. And number four, which is final for today, the word brings power. Power.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and in verse 4, the Bible said, where the word of a king is, there is power. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Luke chapter 4, verse 32, Luke 4 and in verse 32, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. His word was with power. Luke chapter 4, verse 36. His word was with power. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out with authority and with power. His word was with power. We can keep on going on and on. 1 Thessalonians 1:5 again. We saw the word. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 5, he upholds all things by the word. Chapter 1 verse 3, he upholds all things by the word of his power. The word is power.
Say three things to you, and I'm through there.
First, the word transformed the powerless into the powerful. A child of God that used to be powerless can instantly become powerful by word. Two, it turns an ordinary man into an extraordinary instrument of power. It turns an ordinary man, the word, into an extraordinary instrument of power, the word.
Acts chapter 4 verse 13, and when they beheld the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. Extraordinary instrument of power. And thirdly, the word of God eliminates vulnerability. And pardon the use of the word I'm about to use. Easy attackability.
That is, you are easily attackable. It destroys that vulnerability. Because you are transformed into a weapon of power.
Where the word is,
there is power. I see someone
stepping into unusual power today. If you are the one, say a louder amen. If you are the one, say a louder amen.
So, in case
you are in need of rest, and you are in need of faith, and you are in need of deliverance, and you are in need of power, the word is your portion. And I see that coming for somebody today.
What are the secrets of access into the world? How do you get into the world? Because this Bible is later. The later killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Or the later is profitless. If you read it like newspaper, it profits you nothing. How many of you have seen children before who swallowed beans and it came out whole in their feces? It didn't profit them nothing. The bill just enjoyed the passage. How do you get what is in the world? Number one is the possession of value for the world. The possession of value. In Luke chapter 5 verse 1, the Bible said, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood. As they pressed to hear the word of God, he stood. Desperation will command. Now, say it like this. Human desperation will command divine attention for word revelation. Human desperation will command divine attention for word revelation. They pressed upon him. In Hosea chapter 6, verse 3. He said, then shall we know if we follow on to know. What is not pursued cannot be possessed. Then shall we know if we follow to know. Many of us, if you eat food like the way you study the Bible, you would have died of hunger by now. Many of us, if we attend to our business like we attend to the word of God, the business would have closed since. When God was talking to the children of Israel in Proverbs, he said, seek wisdom like you seek silver, like you seek for gold, the way you look for money. My wife knows that there is nothing I have looked for since she knew me higher than how I have looked for God and looked for his word. As a student in the university, I refused to go and read where others were reading at a distant place because I didn't know how I would organize my prayer time in the morning in that place. For me, my altar was superior to reading as a medical student. I mean, to reading overnight. So I stayed in my room or stayed in a nearby place. My worship is on. My reading is on. By the time I'm through reading for 3 hours, I will tongue for 1 hour or so, return back to the book. I couldn't do that where everybody was gathered. And God proved himself. He didn't make me to write one exam twice. Not one twice. I miss those who are coming to congratulate me for my performance in their courses, including surgery, including internal medicine, including human physiology, including chemical pathology. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Pathomorph. That's histopathology. Beloved brothers and sisters, What you don't look out for, you never locate. If you are on the lookout for God and His word, you will look at that. This is something I want you to understand. The devil knows that your destiny is tied to the world. So he will baptize you with an unusual level of reluctance to study. He may not fight you too much to come to church. Even fasting, you can fast. And all of that. But open the Bible to see what the Bible says and get light out of the Bible. He baptizes you. You open the scripture, you start dozing. You read one or two passages, you can't understand. You close it. No. Fight that devil. Because like we said in the first service, if the book is not open for you, your weeping continues. That man in Revelation 5 said, I wept, John, when I saw that there was no man found to open the book. And one of the elders said, weep not, for the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Many people are in desperate frustration because the book is not open. If I didn't confront that food with that passage, maybe now I would still be under his harassment. Am I communicating at all? And I cannot confront it until I saw it in the Bible. And I didn't see it like literature. I saw it as light and revelation. When I saw a dream of the night many years ago, where the devil pointed to himself, green-eyed devil, and gave himself a deadline where he will die. And I woke up in the morning and I didn't tell my wife. Until the time came and the time passed. He gave a date. Before I told her, I said, one bastard devil came some long time ago and gave himself a deadline. The devil is very daring. I mean, that is, you are anointed, you are serving God, he can still dare you. And he's not afraid of your title or your calling. He's afraid of your light. If the Bible says the devil taketh Jesus, he taketh. Jesus Gabada, he taketh him. Did you hear what I just said? He taketh him to the pinnacle of the temple. He taketh him. And landed him there and said, if you are the Son of God, drop yourself from here. Jesus did not say, do you know who you are talking to? Do you know who you are dealing with? Is it me you are playing with like this? He didn't use any sentiment. Say, it is written. Even the Son of God. Back up a bit. Okay, the next verse. Next verse. The devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him, carried him, placed him on the pinnacle of the temple. Devil. I'd like you to read it and read it well. So there's nothing mysterious that you dreamt and saw a devil in the night. And saw an agent of darkness trying to harass you. For Jesus' own, they take at him. But don't be afraid of that devil if you are not lacking in light. He said, it is written. It is written. It is written. It is written. When he pulled out, the Bible said the word of God is the sword of the spirit. When the devil came, he pulled out the sword. It is written. The outcome is that the devil found his level. Because devil get level. Am I communicating at all? That is why the devil knows that your deliverance and your destiny
is at the mercy, not of just church attendance. It's good because you come to church to hear the word. Not just prayer, it's good. He knows that your destiny is at the mercy of the word that is inside you. So he prevents you from hearing that word or receiving it or reading it as at all. And what is not inside you cannot come out under pressure. This man now, what did you eat today? You are not eating today. Now, is there anything I can do to this man now to make him vomit pounded yam? That is, you carry cane, vomit pounded yam. You carry blala, do frog jump, vomit pounded yam, vomit gari, vomit beans. Why? He has not eaten it. What is not inside cannot come out. In times of confrontation, it is your laudation that will give you your manifestation. That is why police, when they see you on the or at the roadblock, they say, "Oga, wait till you carry. Oga, wait till you. Oga, wait till you carry." Life will always ask you, which you carry. Forces of hell will ask you. I didn't say police is force of hell, but just that was an example. Forces, diverse forces will ask you, which you carry. It is up to you to say, I carry fire. I carry light. I carry the anointed. I carry the word. I can bury witches. I can bury wizards. When the devil fights you, if the word of God is getting difficult to come out for you, demand on the power of the blood. I will talk about that another time. Begin with the word that is already preached, like a message like this. Start listening. While the light from this is coming, out of this light you will see many lights. You will have what to meditate on that will fire you up. That devil is a liar. The devil that wants to stop you from the word is a liar. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loud most, amen. When you put sponge inside water, press it, what will come out of the sponge? When you put sponge inside oil, press it, what will come out of it? That's right. What is inside you when pressure comes? That is what will come out. When pressure comes, that is what will come out. And what somebody said, when fear knocks at your door, send faith to answer the door. Send the word to answer the door. And you will realize that there is nobody at the door. They can only knock at the door when there is no word and when there is no faith. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Finally, on number two, the meekness of heart is secret of value for the word. Number two, meekness of heart. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Receive with meekness. Meekness means you refuse to be familiar with the word. Meekness means you agree that you know nothing yet. Many times, We are always trying to prove a point. Have you ever talked with people where you are talking before you land, they take the word out of your mouth? Nobody learns like that. Meekness. Meekness also says, I have read this verse yesterday, but today, I can still see something new today. If God is leading me there, if God is leading me there, there is something new there for me today. In the first service, I was saying something. I said, I learned from everybody. I learned from my children. I learned from my wife. I learned from people younger than me. I've seen revelation that some younger than me have seen and never saw. Papa Yedeko got a passage of scripture. He said he had never seen it before from a Bible school student who was given a charge. Some time back, I shared something and he told me, he said, that particular passage, he has never seen it. Do you understand? As big as he is, impacting the world. One day, one of my children said something. I said, hold on. I ran to the room and picked pen and paper. I came out and said, say what you said again. Yes, I wrote it. Because it was light. It was light. It came spontaneously. I learned from myself. I said it in the morning. I've been listening to a message that myself preached. And I heard what I didn't know I said. That was too profound. And somebody said, how is it? Now, if there is any preacher who preaches and God does not interrupt his speech with what he prepared, that is an intellectual seminar. It's not a spiritual revelation. God will always surpass your preparation if you are in touch with God. Always. Permanently, consistently. That is, on a permanent basis, you will say things that are not in the sermon outline. On the permanent basis. You will go in angles of word and light that you didn't assess while you were preparing the sermon. Am I communicating? The other day I was listening to one message I preached and I was crying in the aircraft. My wife and my own preaching. My wife and my daughter, they were patting me like this. What is it? What's going on? What is it? Oh, I'm sorry, that was not the aim. And I was telling them what I heard from the message and recommended the message to her and so on. I'm listening to my Father and the Lord. I'm listening to the ones that I preached before. I'm listening to Fire Conference. I'm listening to... And beloved, you cannot say I was the one who preached it. Oh, I already know what is. No. How many of you have ever heard something in service before that you are trying to share with somebody and the other person never heard it? The person didn't hear it. The person was wondering, when was that said? In all likelihood, it was said directly and specifically to you and not to everybody from the preaching. Humility. Meekness. And I see that change somebody's life today. Finally, it is uprightness of life. Uprightness. James chapter 1 verse 21. He said, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of nothingness, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Take out the chaff. Bad movies. Corrupt. Impute. Take them off your mind. Off your life. Like I said in the morning. When the lantern glass is dirty with black soot, the light cannot come out clear. If you want to see the brightness of the light, clean out the death. That's how it is with life. You clean out your life, and light will come out brighter. Clean it out. Lifestyle. Habits. Clean them out. And it's a new day. Somebody who received something, say a loud amen. Somebody received something, shout the loudest amen. Amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace to walk in uprightness of life. I receive the grace to live in meekness. I receive the grace to possess value for the word of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask for an impartation of a new level of faith in my heart. The impartation of a new level of rest and faith in my heart. I receive total deliverance. I receive an impartation of power today. Stand on your feet, lift your hands and receive that power right now. Lift your hands up. That's right. That's right. Help out there. Lift your hands. People must show go back. Christmas.
Oh, let your fire fall.
Sing it along, everybody.
Oh, Lord,
let your fire fall.
Oh, Lord, let your fire overwhelm my land and light, and let your glory flow.
Oh, let your fire fall. Everybody sing. Oh, let your fire fall.
Oh, send the light.
Lift your hands.
Spirit, come and take control. Spirit, let your presence fill this house to overflow and let your glory flow. Spirit, come and take control. Spirit, let your presence fill this house to overflow.
It's
and Holy Spirit come, we are waiting, Lord.
Holy Spirit come,
Holy Spirit come,
come and have your way.
Holy Spirit,
come. Oh Lord,
we are waiting.
We are waiting.
Holy
Spirit, come.
Holy Spirit,
come and have your way.
Lift your hands high. Everywhere you are.
Come and have. Come and have your way.
Lift your hands high. And whisper the name Jesus. Whisper it high and whisper it loud.
The Holy Ghost be shepherd everywhere here, everywhere here. Father, I ask for the release of your power, the release of your anointing, the release of your grace, the release of oil. That's right. Receive.
the touch of his power. Receive it now. That's right. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream break at the top of your voice. Just one moment. We'll take that song one breath before the prayer. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream break at the top of your voice. And this is the breaking of bondage, the breaking of yokes, the breaking of chains, the breaking of afflictions, the breaking of evil cycle, the cycle of failure, the cycle of limitation, the cycle of premature death, the cycle of miscarriage. Take your hands. Ghost, and that is fire, raw fire. Lord, I want to be a burning light. Burn off everything that is holding me back from studying the word. Burn off everything that is preventing me from being truly spiritual. Burn off everything, every chaff in my life, anything that is contending with God in my life. Mashaka, leave your hands. Are you ready? When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream fire and place that hand on your head. Are you ready? Father, let it fire fall. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. I see something happen already. I see yokes broken. Bodily healings took place. Arrow on the chest returned back to health. Liver condition just healed by the power of God. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Menstrual cycle problem arrested. Dysmenorrhea arrested. Somebody who is not pregnant and has not seen her period for a while, there is restoration right now. Ulcer is gone. Prostate disease is gone. That breast affliction is gone. All forms of cancers. I take authority over the spirit of death. I declare that arrow of death is retrieved and refired back to hell in the name of Jesus. Every premature grave dug for you is closed. And every coffin prepared for you or your loved ones, I declare they are set on fire. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name.